Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live workflow session. Session routing for break heavy drum and bass. If you're making jungle, rollers, or anything break-led at 170 plus BPM. Routing is the difference between this is hitting and why is my project a spaghetti monster and my drums are somehow both distorted and weak. Today you're going to build a clean, repeatable session layout that gives you three big superpowers. 1. Break stay editable and resample ready. 2. You get heady parallel compression and distortion without duplicating a bunch of tracks. 3. Your mix gets organized in a way that protects the sub and makes your drums feel like one instrument. As we go, I'll give you some teacher notes, like where to gain stage, when to use pre or post sends, and how to avoid the classic feedback routing "why is Ableton screaming at me" moment. Let's build the template. Step 1. Set up core groups. Clean structure first, because if you route chaos, you get louder chaos. Create four groups: breaks, drums, bass, music slash FX. Now inside the breaks group, create a track called Break 1 Main. If you want options for layering, add Break 2 Alt. And if you like the tops layer trick, add a track called Break Tops HP. Inside the drums group, create kick one shot, snare one shot, and tops programmed. And yes, these are optional. A lot of classic jungle is just the break, but modern drum and bass often wants the break vibe plus a clean kick and snare reinforcement, and this layout makes that easy without committing. Quick coaching note, name and color coding speeds you up more than you think. If you want to be fast, prefix your sources and buses. For example, SRC break main, SRC break tops, bus drum, and color all sources one color, all processing lanes another. When you revisit the project a month later, you'll thank yourself. Step 2. Route your drums into a drum bus, while keeping break control intact. Create a new audio track called Drum Bus. Now, set the output of the breaks group track itself to Drum Bus. Do the same for the drums group track. Set it to Drum Bus. Then set Drum Bus output to the master. If this feels weird in Ableton at first, here's the common gotcha. You need to click the group track, not just tracks inside the group. The group track has its own audio too, and that's what we're routing. Why are we doing this? Because breaks and one-shots should feel like siblings feeding the same final drum processing. You can glue and clip the combined energy, but still go inside breaks to do detailed edits. Now teacher tip. Gain staging. Don't do your gain staging at the master. Do it at your bus inputs. A practical target while writing is to keep drum bus peaking around -6 dBFS. If you're constantly slamming a limiter on the master, your parallel returns will feel smaller because they're getting flattened every moment. Leave headroom, and your smash will actually feel like smash. Step 3. Create your parallel return tracks. This is where Break Heavy DNB comes alive. Make 4 return tracks and rename them. Return A, Para Smash. Return B, Break Dirt. Return C, Tight Room. Return D, Throw Delay. Let's build Return A, Para Smash. Put on glue compressor first. Go fast. Attack around 0.3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. If you want it more extreme, try 10 to 1. Turn soft clip on. And yes, we're aiming for heavy gain reduction, like 5 to 10 dB. This is parallel, so we can be aggressive. After that, add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB. And then trim the output so it's not just louder equals better. Then add EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz. If the smash gets boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Now send to it. Start by sending the breaks group to return at a modest level. Think -18 to -10 dB on the send. You're blending flavor, not replacing your main drums. And an important coaching note, sends in Ableton can be pre-FX, post-FX, or post-mixer. Use this intentionally. If you set the send to pre-FX, the parallel compressor reacts to the raw break transients, even if you later EQ the main. That can keep the smash punchy. If you set it to post-FX, your EQ and transient shaping feed the parallel, so the parallel tone stays more consistent. Post-mixer is great if you want send levels to follow fader moves while you're balancing quickly. There isn't one correct choice. Pick the behavior you want. Return B, break dirt. This is your crunchy texture lane, and the big rule is, keep it out of the subs. Start with redux. Set down sample maybe 2 to 8, and bit reduction 0 to 4 if you're being subtle. If you want full jungle crunch, go harder, but remember, a little goes a long way at 174 BPM. Add overdrive next. Set the frequency around 1 to 2 kHz. Drive maybe 10 to 30%, and adjust tone until the snare bites. Then add auto filter set to high pass. 12 dB slope cutoff around 120 to 250 HC. This is crucial. Dirt returns generate low-end trash fast. Optionally, add utility for width, something like 80 to 120%, but only if it helps. In general, widen the dirt, not the core. That's a big stereo management trick. Keep brake main fairly centered and let the dirt and room create width around it. Return C, tight room. Add reverb. Keep it short. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow your transient. High cut 6 to 10kHz. Low cut 200 to 400hz. Optionally add gate after the reverb for that very DNB chopped room vibe. If you want, sidechain the gate from brake main, so the room pops in and out with a groove instead of washing constantly. Send your snare and brake lightly to this. If you're thinking I can't really hear it, that's often correct. You mostly miss it when it's gone. Return D, throw delay. Add echo. Time on 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 20 to 40%. Filter it, high pass around 200 to 400hz, low pass around 4 to 8kHz so it doesn't compete with your hats. Add utility and widen it a bit, like 120 to 150%, because throws can live wider than your main groove. Add a limiter at the end as a safety net, because automated feedback moments can jump out. And the workflow move here is, you don't leave this on all the time. You automate sends to return D at the end of phrases, on a snare hit, or a last hat, so it feels like a deliberate edit. Step 4. Build a break main chain that stays punchy. On break 1 main, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC. If it's muddy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 HC. If it needs snap, and a little presence around 3 to 6kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 20%. Crunch 0 to 10. Boom 0 to 10, but be careful because boom fights the sub. And for break music, transients are your friend. Try transients plus 5 up to plus 20 depending on the break. Then add glue compressor lightly. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The philosophy here matters. Keep the main controlled and punchy. Let returner do the insane compression. If you overprocess the main and then slum parallel, you end up with fuzzy cardboard and no transient definition. Step 5. Add the optional break tops lane. This is one of those small effort, big clarity tricks. Duplicate break 1 main and rename it break tops HP. On that tops track, add a Q8 and high pass it somewhere between 250 and 600hz. We only want the hats, air, and snare edge. Optionally add a saturator with just 1 to 4 dB of drive. Optionally add utility and widen it to 120 to 150%. Then blend it in quietly. This is not a second break. It's a clarity layer that stays present when the main break is getting crushed or darkened. If you want extra movement and old school instability, add just a tiny micro pitch effect to the tops for dirt only. Think subtle tape drift, not obvious chorus. A tiny frequency shifter mix, like 5 to 15%, with a shift of just a few hertz can add that an easy metallic motion, especially for darker, neuro-leaning breaks. Step 6. Set up resampling and printing. This is the secret weapon for break edits. Create an audio track called Print Breaks. Set audio from to drum bus if you want the full combined drums, or to breaks if you only want breaks. Set monitoring to in. Arm the track. Now record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak sends, drum bus, saturation, whatever. You're basically performing the processing. Once it's printed, you can slice the audio and do retrigger edits, reverse hits, stutters, micro chops, without running a bunch of CPU-heavy chains live. It also helps you commit and arrange faster. A great arrangement trick. Print a clean-ish pass and a destroyed pass. Then alternate every 8 bars. Instant dynamics, 0 new samples. If you want to level up even more, make multiple print tracks so you never have to reconfigure inputs. For example, print break clean from breaks, print full drums from drum bus. When inspiration hits, you hit record, not menus. Step 7. Bass routing that plays nicely with breaks. Inside the bass group, keep it simple. A sub track that is mono and clean, and a mid or res track for character. On the sub track, put utility and set width to 0%. Keep it centered. Then EQ to remove anything you don't need above the sub region. And remember the DNB reality. Breaks often have low-end thumph. If your sub feels blurry, it's usually not your bass sound. It's the break low end fighting it. High pass the break carefully and if needed, make a tiny dip on drum bus around 50 to 90 HC to make space for the sub. Tiny. We are not hollowing out the drums, just a conflicting. Step 8. Master safe loudness routing so you can write without surprises. On drum bus, add a saturator in a soft clip style, analog clip, drive 1 to 3 dB. Then a limiter with a ceiling around minus 0.3 dB, just as a safety, while you're writing. This isn't mastering. This is don't let a sudden throw delay blow up my ears and my confidence. Before we practice, quick common mistakes to avoid. If you overprocess break main and also slam parallel returns, you lose transience and everything turns to fuzz. If you don't high pass your dirt return, you get uncontrolled sub garbage. If you use too much reverb on breaks, jungle tightness dies instantly. If you accidentally create a routing loop, you'll know because it will howl. If that happens, check that you're not sending a bus back into itself, and that your print track isn't feeding the same bus it's recording from. And don't wait too late to print. Printing early is what turns sound design into arrangement. One more advanced coach note. Keep parallel chains time-aligned. Heavy devices can introduce latency. If your smashed layer feels like it's behind the beat, check that delay compensation is on. Avoid look-ahead or linear phase style processing in the parallel path, and make sure you're not monitoring through an extra bus by accident. Now the mini practice exercise. Time box. 25 minutes. Load an amen or classic break. If you want, layer 2 breaks, but keep it simple for the exercise. Build the routing. Breaks and drums both feed drum bus. Returns A through D exist and are named smash, dirt, tight room, throw delay. Make an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 to 4, cleanish, just a touch of tight room. Bars 5 to 8, increase smash and dirt sends. Make it noticeably more intense, not just slightly louder. Now print the drum bus for those 8 bars into print breaks. Slice the print and make a few edits. 2 quick stutters, 1 reverse snare into bar 9, and 1 filtered delay throw on the last hit. Your deliverable is a 16-bar drum passage that evolves without adding new samples. That's the routing workflow paying off. Variation through processing, printing, and edits, not endless sample hunting. To recap what you built today, a D&B specific routing template where breaks, drums, and bass are organized, and the drum energy meets on drum bus. Parallel returns for smash compression, dirt texture, tight room, and delay throws. This audio version is shortened for playback.